You know, it's been said many times, I think most recently by the governor, the business of Texas is business, which means that if you're the president and CEO of the Texas Association of Business, you're a big guy. Glenn Hammer is a big guy. And he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Great to be on the show.
Yeah. So tell me about post-election right now. How do we look to the world and to the people who want to in-migrate here following the slugfest November election and the impeachment and the legislature that seems to be warring within itself? How do we look?
The election turned out extremely well for the business community. I would argue in Texas, we hit the trifecta.
Really?
Clearly, President Trump is better for Texas than Vice President Harris. It was also important for Texas that Senator Cruz won a decisive victory. Senator Cruz, now with a Republican U.S. Senate looming, is likely to take the chairmanship of the U.S. Senate Commerce Committee, which has jurisdiction of over 40% of the U.S. economy, including areas like space, transportation, and semiconductors. And the third piece of this is that we're going to have a more pro-business state legislature that will help keep the Texas miracle alive and well.
You know, I would think, I mean, what I see are some challenges there also. And what might be labor? It seems like we always have a shortage of labor. And if we're talking about, I don't know, if you believe the reports, maybe 11 million undocumented workers finding their way out of the workforce for a while, that'll have an impact, at least for the short term, won't it?
Well, what we need to do is have a legal immigration system that works. We absolutely need immigrant labor, and we need it across almost the entire state and just about every sector. I mean, think about energy. We have so many people who are not native born working in our energy industry, healthcare, but we need to have a process where people can come in legally. People should never be coming in illegally between ports of entry. And as a country, we have a right and responsibility to determine who comes in and to make sure that they have gainful employment lined up and that they share our values.
But
every country in the world insists on that, and so should the United States.
But the fact is, a lot of your businesses, particularly small businesses, you know, employ a lot of undocumented workers and have for a long time.
Well, all I can say is that the members of the Texas Association of Business are our employers. They play by the rules and they hire legal workers. So the issue here is that we could have increased border security, which we will definitely have. Every American knows that under a Trump-Vance administration, border security is going to be dramatically tightened. But we could also have increased legal immigration. And in fact, President Trump, when he was campaigning, was talking about those who are going to our universities and studying in STEM fields. He was talking about providing a path where that they could continue to stay in the United States legally and work in these areas that where we simply need more people to keep our economy going.
What about our export business? You've told us before that I think Texas exports more than California, New York, and Louisiana all together. If we get in some sort of a trade war, you know, a tit for tat, retaliations for tariffs, what could it do to the export business out of Texas?
Well, I'm going to break this down a little bit, is that for exports, President Trump is clearly better for Texas in one very obvious area. I mean, one of the most destructive decisions by any administration that I can think of in the energy side, at least in my lifetime, was the Biden-Harris decision to halt liquefied natural gas, LNG, exports from the United States to our friends and allies abroad. So, you know, that harms Texas energy production. In terms of tariffs, we'll have to see how this plays out. Both parties agree that there needs to be significant tariffs on China. The key for us will be to maintain a tariff-free North America. We build things with our allies and neighbors and friends north and south of the border. And I mean, for the United States, Mexico, and Canada. And because of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, which was the Trump trade agreement, which, by the way, every member of the Texas congressional delegation voted for, when you add up the fact that we have high tariffs on Chinese goods and we have free trade in North America, right now, Mexico is our top trading partner, Canada is our second top trading partner, and China has slipped to third. That's a good thing. That means the tariffs on China and the free trade agreement with Mexico and Canada, it's working. It has shifted supply chains to North America, and Texas being the state with the largest amount of border with Mexico, we've been the biggest winner by far in the United States from the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement that the Trump administration negotiated and expertly got through.
One of the other considerations that I hadn't really frankly thought about until the winter of 3 years ago is the grid and electricity and the need for electricity in this state in particular. We've got a lot of Bitcoin mining and lots of data centers, and the demand for energy is just astronomical. Are we meeting that? Can we keep up with that demand?
We're going to keep up with it. I love saying Texas is number one in oil, Texas is number one in natural gas, but a lot of people don't know that we're number one in installed utility scale photovoltaic solar. We're number one by far in installed wind. We're one of the top states when it comes to batteries. We're the top state for hydrogen. We're going to, I believe, lead the country in SMR, small modular nuclear reactors. We're in all the above and below state. And the fact is, we now have an incoming administration that promotes and champions domestic energy production as opposed to constantly trying to stifle it, meaning the Biden-Harris administration.
You know, the other area that we hear tremendous about, always have, but much greater now in this area, are financials. And North Texas with, you know, Wells Fargo and J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs under construction and everything else. This is, and already with Fidelity and Schwab, this is a real financial center. And I hate the name Y'all Street. Boy, do I hate the name Y'all Street. But it seems to be catching on. They're even talking about a Texas stock exchange.
Well, right now, Texas has, I believe, as a state, more financial jobs than New York. And J.P. Morgan Chase, for example, has more jobs in Texas than New York. So it is absolutely accurate that Texas and the Dallas area in particular has become an economic center for the United States of America.
Does it ripple through? Does growth attract growth, and you get all the other vendors you want to sell into these? And
well said. It's a virtuous cycle. And the special thing about Texas is that our economy is so diversified and so strong across the entire state. So its energy is very strong. Space is very strong. Semiconductors is very strong. Auto manufacturing, think Tesla, is very strong. Our agricultural industry is very strong. Financial services, no state has it in terms of this deep, rich pool of industries that are growing all across our great state.
You make me proud to be a Texan. Glenn Abers is the CEO and president of the Texas Association of Business, and you're a good advocate for business in Texas. Thank you very much for the time.
Well, I used to say that we were clearly the best economy in the United States, but at a $2.6 trillion, you could argue now we're one of the top eight economies, so we're probably the healthiest economy in the world. But now that SpaceX is headquartered in Texas, we're the best economy in the galaxy.
For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.